This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay tuned for the next 4 minutes of practical insight and encouragement from the Bible for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
Witnessing. Yes, I've heard all about the fact that I should be telling others about the Lord. But do you know my problem? I'm not sure how to go about it. Now, do you ever feel that way? Well, if that's the case, stick around. The next 4 minutes could change your life. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, how to be an effective witness for Christ. Witnessing is the overflow of the life of Christ within us. Too often we think that if we master a method of sharing the gospel or learn to use a little tool or that little thing, God will use our lives to bring others to himself. But that's getting the cart before the horse. It is important to be able to share the gospel message clearly. The Bible says, "He that receives seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word of God and understandeth it." So we must know how to share the gospel simply and clearly. We must learn to abide in Christ. Now, to abide in him means to have an intimate, personal, regular, two-way communication with him as he speaks to us through the Word of God and we speak to him in prayer. A daily time set aside to fellowship with the Savior in the Word and prayer. As we meet with the Lord, we can ask him to lead us to those who have hungry hearts. Thousands of people are sin-sick, fed up with life, bored stiff, knowing there's something more in life, knowing their lives are not complete, and they have no idea which way to turn. So often they seek in strange and dangerous places. False cults, the occult, trying to find guidance from the stars. Some turn to narcotics and alcohol, trying to find that which will complete their lives. And when the message of Christ is given to them, it has the ring of truth. Question, how long will we make them wait? Jesus has told us to go and to be witnesses to a needy world. Let me share with you something I keep in mind when I have opportunity to witness for Christ. A word of personal testimony really packs a wallop. I was at Harvard University having lunch with 3 students. A buddy of mine was in law school there, and he had invited 2 of his friends, one a new Christian and one a non-Christian. The fellow who was not a Christian and I got into a philosophical discussion about God and the universe and religion and so on. I saw I was getting nowhere with him and was wondering what to do when the new Christian said, "Well, I don't know all about that, but I do know this. A few weeks ago, I invited Jesus into my heart, and he forgave all my sin and gave me a new life." The student I had been talking with stopped in amazement. "He did?" he asked. "Yes. I invited Jesus into my heart, and he came in, and it's wonderful." The philosophical discussion was forgotten. I was forgotten. He turned to the young Christian and began a serious discussion as to how he could find this new life. Frankly, I was ashamed of myself. I should have known better. Here was a young Christian, bursting with his new life in Christ, sharing a few verses he had memorized, giving his testimony, and the life of Christ overflowing into the heart and life of another. Sometime soon, take a good long look at Acts 22 and Acts 26. Read these chapters carefully, and you will see what Paul did. He told a bit of what his life was like before Christ came in, and then he tells us how he met the Lord. And then he goes on to relate some of the new changes that had taken place since he'd met the Lord. You can do that. Tell others what the Lord has done for you. Let his life overflow into the life of another. May God bless you as you bear his name to a needy soul.
The Bible is a treasure chest of God's promises for us today. To help you discover and claim those promises, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. To receive your free copy, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship